Air quality alert. Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
64
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Clear.
63
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0200 hours.
Clear.
63
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0300 hours.
Clear.
61
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0400 hours.
Clear.
61
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0500 hours.
Clear.
59
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0600 hours.
Missed.
57
degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0700 hours.
Missed. 59 degrees.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mist. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mist. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 1000 hours. Mist. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 1100 hours. Mist. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mist. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mist. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mist. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mist. 73 degrees. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mist. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 74 degrees. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mist. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening. 1900 hours. Mist. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is the Sunday MidMichigan.net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KC8VOA, and I am located in Saginaw. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KDAC-R. When checking into the set, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from stations that are on short-time, mobile, or in and out. Please call now, KC8VOA. At this time, I'd like to take check-ins from any EchoLink stations. Please call now.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, Jeff, checking in from Mesick, Michigan.
Oh, good to hear you there, Jeff. Are there any other EchoLink stations? Please call now. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from any... I'd like to take regular check-ins at this time. Regular check-ins at this time. KC8VOA.
Kilo, this is Kilo Charlie 8, KC Victor, Foxtrot, Ron, in 7-9 Township. No traffic.
KE8PCQ, Dave, was that you? I think I heard you in there before, Ron.
Correct.
Are there any other stations wishing to join the net? Please call now. KC8VOA.
KE8DAZ, many, but no traffic.
This is KF8EDQ, Mike and Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up Minnie and Mike. Are there any other stations wishing to join the net? Please call now. Okay, not hearing any. We'll go to the top of the list. KCI, go ahead and pick it up there, Jeff.
Well, we appreciate you doing the net, and we are, of course, up north on our first weekend, and did hunting all day on the old radio. It was pretty good. Had a nice setup sitting here, looking over to the lake up here in Mesick at the backwater of the Manistee on the dam there, and we're just enjoying it, and I thought I'd check in and just say howdy. So back to net control. Thank you very much. KCI.
Well, very good there, Jeff. Maybe next time around you can give us a smoke report. Yeah, KE8PCQ, you're up with KC8YVF on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave, KC8VOA.
KC8VOA on the group. Well, it's been quite the week. First off, I couldn't cut grass because of all the weather. And today I finally got it cut, and it was like a meadow. I mean, there were some spots that were 10 inches tall. I couldn't believe it. But we got her done. Weather-wise, we stayed in the air-conditioned comfort. I've got a little problem with asthma, so we take care of that. And just a reminder today, Janie went and checked the filters on the AC system, and by God, they were horrible. And that's just after running for probably a week. So, yeah, it was pretty bad, but we got everything pretty much cleaned up and threw some chicken thighs on the grill, had fresh corn, and had a pretty good day. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Well, very good, Dave, and being wise, staying on the right side of the door when the weather's terrible like that, with that smoke and all that, that's not good. Leaving the blower motor running continuous will help filter some of that air, and hopefully people are smart enough to do that. Next, we'll go to KC8YVF. Go ahead and pick it up there, Ron, with KD8PAZ on standby.
Good evening, Rick, everyone on the net tonight. Well, another busy weekend for me. Last week, I'd finished up the flower boxes for my wife, got those done. In the interim, my cousin down in Flushing said, "Oh, fantastic, will you make me one?" So that's what I did yesterday. We were off to Menards to pick up the lumber for it. Spent most of the day in the shop in the basement, putting it together, got it all built and done. This morning I got burnt, so used the flamethrower to burn it itself. Then the wife got the linseed oil in that on it to seal it up. Also did ours. She didn't get to ours last week, so she got that done. Plus she got one done for my cousin, so that was done. Today I did get the lawn mowed. I got everything trimmed and done there. I got the garden tilled in between rows and everything cleaned up in the garden. I got to go out and water good here tonight, even though we're supposed to get some rain. It's just like powder out there. Worked to help my wife weed around the back garden. Got some of that done. So, again, worked outside the entire day. One other thing. Let me break here. For those that have the ham clock, the Envato ham clock or some other version, the server is now not functioning correctly. The old server that it was on, it is missing some things now. Some things are still functioning. Some other things are not. So it is this time kind of working its way down. I did switch over my one in the shack here tonight. The one that I chose, there's two of them out there. One is being run by an individual. So, again, you could run into the same problem. If something happens to them, then there's somebody to take over. The other one that I chose is an open source one. It's supposedly done by several different people, and again, open source. So that's the one that I chose. Fairly simple. Boy, they really made it sound complicated on the website. Lots of things to do, how to make your own factory restore, and how to restruct your ham clock, and this and that. And it was basically type in a statement at the beginning that redirects it to the new server. It loaded right up as it did. It did all the call sign and everything as I had before. The only difference, I'm going to have to go back, is I have a 24-inch monitor, and it is not running full screen. So I am missing about 2 inches on each side that doesn't have anything on it. So all the way around, there's a border. So I don't know if there is a setting in it. I'm going to have to log out of it and then log back in with the settings and see if there is something that can change that. I imagine there is. So I know in the old one, it wanted to know you wanted it full screen, and I'm going to have to restart that and see what happens. But it is updated. It seems to be functioning okay, so that's a good thing. I will have to do that to my second one that I use for demonstrations and that. That hasn't been updated in a while, so I'm going to have to get that one updated. So that's what I got. Rick, I take it that you've switched with Dave since he was up tonight. So let me know if that's a fact so I can update the log here and the roster for it. So this is KC8YVF back to net.
Yeah, KC8YVF, KCVOA. I did not touch bases with Dave. I didn't hear anybody on. It was after 7 o'clock, so I just picked the net up. Now, next week, I may have a challenge getting home in time for the net. So that could be a problem for me next week. We'll move on to KD8PAZ. Minnie, go ahead and pick it up with Mike on standby, KCVOA.
Well, good evening, KCVOA. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone. Haven't done much. I did go and pick up a few groceries today, and I fed my birds and made some new hummingbird food and filled the bird bath back up with fresh water. So I was a little busy this morning, but I got it all done before it got too warm and smoky out there. So anyway, other than that, I've been just sitting here in the coolness of my air conditioning and fans. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you there, Minnie. And yeah, stay on the right side of the door. KF8EDQ, Mike, go ahead and pick it up, and then we'll do a standby, see if there's any other stations that would like to join us. KF8EDQ.
KCA VOA KFA EDQ. Yeah, thanks for doing a net tonight, Rick. Good job stepping up there. And what did I do this weekend? Well, this last week the smoke has been pretty awful. My dog's noses were even running. They had liquid running out of their nose, and they kept having to lick it up. My eyes were burning. I felt heavy. So the smoke was affecting us quite a bit over here. But over the weekend, I went to the shelter yesterday, went over to Lori and Brian, swam in their pool. And then I went back to the shelter again this morning, and then went to Costco this afternoon. So got stocked up on groceries, and I got plenty of coffee beans ready to rock and roll. I don't know, lately I've been getting into the Meshtastic and the Meshcore a little bit. There doesn't seem to be much or any Meshcore in the Saginaw area, so I'm going to be setting up. I have a client, and I'm going to set up a little repeater in my garage and see how that goes. I took my Meshcore client out to Midland because there's a little bit of activity in Meshcore out there. I tried to make contact, but I still wasn't able to reach from the Costco parking lot. Other than that, I don't know. The GMRS folks are doing a net on Saturday at 7, so we participated in that yesterday, and I think that about sums up my weekend, so that's all I got for this round. KC8VOA, KF8EDQ.
Well, very good there, Mike. I'd like to hear if you grind your own coffee. You said beans, so I'm assuming you do. And yes, I heard GMRS Net tonight. I heard some guys on there tonight, so it is picking up a little more activity. Do we have any other stations would like to join the net at this time? Please call now, KC8VOA.
This is N8NTN, Nancy Tango Nancy, dug up in Beaver, in Beaver Township. Just in and out.
Well, thank you, Doug, and hopefully things are going well up there and the smoke's not too bad. It was kind of rough there for a bit. Any other stations want to join the net, please call now, KC8VOA. Okay, moving back up to the top of the list. K8. All right. K8. KCI. Go ahead and pick it up there, Jeff. KC8VOA.
One of these days, we're all going to be able to say that KCI is a rough one. But smoke report. We were going to come up Friday, but the smoke was just as bad up here as it was down there. So we decided to stay, and then we came up Saturday morning. And, of course, we're in the west side. We're kind of south of Traverse City and a little northeast of Ludington up here in Mesick, and it was beautiful yesterday, and you could see a little bit of smoke, and today we're just sitting here, and it's beautiful. Don't smell anything other than campfires. Everything is good up here at the moment, but I do understand that the air is going to be moving again, and we may get some again later on this week, but we'll be here for the rest of the week, so I'll be checking in tomorrow on the old same time. Same Echolink system. Other than that, I'll be doing some holding up here and talking to everybody like I have been. So, working good. Everybody take care, and I appreciate it, Rick, taking care of that and getting on that net control guy, and everybody else take care. KCI, back to net control.
Well, thank you there, Jeff, and thank you for the report, and hopefully it stays decent while you're up there. I understand we're supposed to get the smoke back in, and the temperatures are supposed to be decent this week. We go back up family camping here later this week, and we'll be up there with the kids and so forth, so we're hoping for decent weather. Next week, I'm hearing temperatures in the 90s, so be prepared. K8,
KDA-PCQ. Dave, go ahead and pick it up. KC-8VOA.
KC-8VOA in the group. Thanks a lot, Rick, for taking over the net tonight. Really appreciate it. And air quality, we're about 109 now, which we were up in the 300s. So,
KDAC,
you know,
repeater Saginaw.
That's a blessing in disguise with that. And we got a little bit of wind. So anything out of the south would stop this smoke from coming down. So, you know, just hopefully we get some southerly winds. Even though it's southeast and rain, we don't care. With that said, KE8DCQ, 73. Back to net.
Thank you, Dave. You have a wonderful week, and we hope to hear you on tomorrow night's net. KC8YVF, Ron, go ahead and pick it up with KD8PAZ on standby.
Good evening again, Rick, everyone on the net. Well, I restarted the ham clock, and it's now full screen, so back the way it was. Didn't just have that option when it started after the restart, so got it back there. Today I've been doing a little 3D printing, trying to get some parts for my riding lawnmower. It has a bumper on the front, and it has end caps on each end of the bumper. Well, I lost the original ones. I have no idea where they went. They just disappeared out of the ends of the bumper. I got some different ones, or some basically some rubber caps, big rubber caps that I put onto it, and those disappeared off the ends of the bumper. So there was a part generator on Maker's World to make some end caps, so I had to make several different prototypes of it. The way of doing it was a little weird. I had measured the inside diameter, and I put that into it, and I'm thinking, okay, and it kept asking for outside diameter. I said, well, this goes inside the bumper tube. And so the first ones I made were way too small because I gave the inside dimensions in millimeters, so that wasn't the case. So I then had to measure the outside of the tube, and then you had to measure the thickness of the wall of the tube to get your inside measurement, which was really kind of odd way of doing it, but that's the way the guy that built it set it up. So after a couple of different tries, I finally have a working one. I had to print about four different prototypes because one was too small or a little too big. Had to keep adjusting it. And finally, I've got the last three. I'm printing two extras just in case. So we'll get that project done, get the lawnmower put away here today. Other than that, going to just relax the rest of the night. I watched the tail end. I didn't think it was on this afternoon, but the soccer final was this afternoon. If you haven't seen it, it looks like it's going to replay tonight at 8 o'clock in prime time. But if it was actually ran this afternoon, and I watched the tail end of it after 5 o'clock there, so I won't spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it yet. With that, Rick, thanks for doing that tonight. We'll talk to you later, KC8YVF.
Very good there, Ron. You got an indoor air quality report?
Indoor air quality. The new monitor, I built a new 7-inch version of it, and I'm still waiting for a couple of sensors, a formaldehyde sensor and a CO sensor. CO2 has been high in the inside, even though I have the air conditioning running. I only have a MERV 11 filter, HEPA filter, on the furnace. I haven't been able to find one that's a 13 or higher. At least something that I have found them on Amazon, but not for the price that they want for them. And I do have a filter that's in the house, a carbon HEPA filter that I run in the family room. And neither one of them been able to keep up. So it's been listening to both in moderate to unhealthy air, even in the house in our family room. So not good, even with all of that running with the smoke. It has came down drastically today, so I am at least in the moderate or under in majority of the categories. But, yeah, it hasn't it's done its job. It just lets you know we shouldn't be in here. So
and you shouldn't be outside, either one. KC8YVF back to net.
Well, very good there, Ron. I don't think even if you had a MERV of 13, it would take the CO out of the air anyways. Next we go to KD8PAZ with KF8EDQ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Benny. KC8VOA.
Well, good evening there again, Rick. This is KD8PAZ. I hope everybody has a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you some of you again tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Oh, very good, dear Minnie. We're looking forward to talking to you tomorrow night, and you stay on the right side of the door, and take care. KF8EDQ, Mike, go ahead and pick it up, and then we'll do a standby after that. KC8VOA.
KC8VOA, KF8EDQ. This week, the canoe marathon is at the end of this week. On the Asabo, so I took Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off up, and I'll probably end up going up north either Wednesday or Thursday and camping for the week, and then I am reporting canoe times over the radio. I'm not entirely sure how it's working. We were supposed to get some 800 megahertz radios, but I don't think we got enough of them. So we're going to be using some local repeaters to communicate with. And we'll see how that goes. I just got my radio programmed up with the frequencies they want programmed, and we'll see how it goes. But I think I do net control tomorrow night, so we'll hear from all of you tomorrow again. 7-3 for now, KF8EDQ, back to net control.
Well, thank you there, Mike. And yes, I don't think HTs do all that well up there either, so hopefully... they've got a good repeater system set up there. Are there any other stations wishing to join the net? Please call now, KC8BOA.
N8ERL.
Go ahead, Dave. We're on the 73 round.
You okay, Rick? I think it was my night for the net tonight, and I kind of got tied up with a quick family emergency here, so if you took it for me, I appreciate it. Over.
Yeah, I jumped in, took it, and I may have a problem getting back on time next weekend, so hopefully everything's okay with your family there. Everything's worked out fine so far. You got anything else for the net?
Oh, not really. Everything's fine. Just I guess you wouldn't call it a emergency. It was more like a pressing incident. So it's all taken care of. And Rick, can't thank you enough for jumping in and taking a net for me. Over. I guess this will be up to me. So 73.
Okay. Not a problem there, Dave. Any other stations wishing to join the Sunday Michigan Net, please call now, KC8BOA. Are there any closing comments or rechecks for the net?
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Go ahead there, Doug, KC8BOA.
Yeah, I was supposed to be up camping all the way through tomorrow. And, I got a little, it was getting pretty soupy up there with the smoke and everything. You were in Marion up on 66. And it just got too much. I got tired of being inside the trailer or inside the camper, just sitting there watching the air conditioning run. So I, when things calmed down a little bit, I picked stuff all up, and the next morning I packed up and came home and came back in yesterday. So we were back a few days early, but it was because it was around Marion, it was just getting a little sticky, very sick. And in Indiana, back to that.
Well, we're glad you made it home safe there, Doug. Yes, I understand it was very thick, and it was very thick even at times when I was up there, and I was up near Hale there. And so, yes, just like it was here, it was bad here, too. So we waited to go up before we even got there, but there was still some, especially in the low-lying area, that had some. Are there any additional closing comments or rechecks? Please call now. TCBOA.
Comments there, Rick.
Myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins at this time. The Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Rick, TCBOA. The net is now closed. The time is 7:30 p.m. and the repeater you turn back to normal amateur use. 73,
KCBOA. Yep, hey, just a closing comment there. I probably walked on top of you there, Rick, but I was on the radio most of the day today and talked to a whole bunch of the Canadians, and I told them they need to turn the fans back on and suck that stuff back up north to there. But I didn't get much leeway, but I thought I'd at least tell you we tried. So, 73, everybody, have a good evening.
You as well, Jeff, and keep an eye on that weather. That smoke is, I heard, supposed to change around, come back around, get us.
Yep, we got this week, and then next week we're going up to the UP, up to Cedarville, so we'll watch. And we brought our air purifier, we brought it with us just in case we have to sit in the trailer. But yep, everybody else, stay cool and breathe some good air, and it's beautiful up here right now, so that's all that matters. So 73s, everybody.
73,
TCBOA. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mist. 73 degrees. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 21 hours. Mist. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 22 hours. Mist. 68 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 23 hours. Mist. 68 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.